Despite overwhelming evidence across the United States and around the world, there are schools closed across this country again today with teachers, unions, and others claiming that remote learning is safer and better for the kids when we know it certainly is not. Michael J. O'Neill serves as Assistant General Counsel and the Barbara K. Olson Legal Counsel at the Landmark Legal Foundation and joins me here today. Michael, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am well. Of course, Chicago gets all of the attention, but let's be honest, Chicago's not the only one out there who has kids not in class, and there is absolutely no justification at this point. You listen to healthcare professionals, you listen to education leaders, and I don't mean union people. I mean education leaders who have studied what happened in 2020 and 21. I mean, we lost 3.5 million kids that dropped out of school and will never be back. What are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, I think the unions are exercising their political power here. And I think they have let, like many on the left, they've let fear dominate their, or purported fear dominate their agenda. And all of the evidence indicates, I mean, it's overwhelming. It's not even really, it's not even a debate. Children belong in schools. Our kids belong in schools. And the kids who most particularly belong in schools, every kid belongs in school. But those particularly vulnerable children, those kids with special needs, with learning disabilities, the most vulnerable populations really, really need to be in school. And what you're seeing is in these inner cities, these cities with a strong union presence, where there is no opposing voice. You know, in the suburbs, you saw a lot this fall. You saw a lot of parents getting up in front of school board meetings and exercising their First Amendment rights and expressing their discontent and demanding that students be in school. But what happens in cities, you're seeing these powerful unions, the AST and its affiliates, where there's really no opposing voice because parents don't have the organizational skill as organized in those schools.
Right, and you talk about at-risk children. You talk about at-risk children. Children in poor inner-city schools are at risk far more than the kids in the suburbs. So when they get remote learning, the outcomes are even markedly worse than they are for the kids in the suburbs, right?
Exactly. And then you see the union with the only voice dominating the political conversation, with parents not being there and not having a voice, and them getting their way, screaming and yelling. The unions, in other words, getting their way, screaming and yelling and shrieking, and forcing kids. Look, we've got in Clark County, Nevada. Now in Chicago, they did relent at some point, but now we just saw in Clark County, Nevada, they're taking a 5-day pause. And so you're seeing kids in these cities having to stay home, falling further behind. And oftentimes, as I said in that article, schools are the only respite a lot of times these children have. Opportunity to get a meal, get some sense of stability in a world of chaos, and have some counseling and have some sense of safety and relational safety and education, of course. And that's just
right, because you've just touched on some of the other things that people miss. And one of the things that people miss is there are, you know, mandatory reporters, school bus drivers, the lunch lady, teachers. If a kid's being abused, they have mandatory responsibilities to report what they see. Many of these kids that have sat home for a couple of years, sat home with an abuser, found themselves being abused, found themselves experimenting with drugs. Many committed suicide. The list just goes on and on, and there's nothing good about any of it. And the fact of the matter is, all across Europe, they learned early in 2020, send the kids back to school. America was an outlier through the entire year of 2020, except for places like Florida that sent their kids back to school because they knew the outcomes, the bad outcomes for people under 18, almost non-existent.
No.
There is absolutely no justification whatsoever from this pandemic to keep kids out of school, is there?
Absolutely not. There is no justification, and all the evidence points it. Look, I want you to put yourself in the shoes of a 13-year-old boy with ADHD, a learning disability. Can you imagine that young man, that young student trying to navigate the virtual world, having 20 single tabs open, trying to go from here to there to there, trying to learn without anybody sitting next to them and helping them navigate through this, helping them learn their subject matters? These kids are being left behind. The damage is incalculable. I think we're in the fog of war right now. I don't think we're going to actually know the extent to which these kids have been damaged socially, emotionally, educationally for years to come. We're seeing some of it right now, but I think we're going to look back on this era and we're going to shake our heads and we're going to say, how could we have been so crazy? How could we have been so stupid to keep these kids home during this most important time of their lives?
I agree with that completely. And what are we going to do to rectify? Because at the same time, the parents are showing up and saying, put our kids in school. And when they're in school, Do not teach them hateful Marxist ideology. Those people get labeled as domestic terrorists. And by the way, in case you missed it, the Biden administration is now unveiling a brand new domestic terrorism unit. Yeah, to come after parents for their intimidation and coercion of civilians or the policy of government. I mean, really? Plus, it's hate speech, Michael. If you say the school board, you've got your head in your keister. Well, that's hate speech now, too. Come on.
Right. And again, here, who are the actors here? This is a lot of this is the unions. It's these unions that are pushing a twofold agenda. Number one, keeping the kids at home, which is absurd and ridiculous. And number two, which is equally absurd and ridiculous, pushing this transgender ideology, this CRT upon our children. Look, kids need to go to school to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. This is not a debatable subject. This is an easy win. This is an easy subject to understand. And yet, these unions want to indoctrinate our children with their leftist ideology, and that is they want to use the school system to exert their political power and create more followers and more people buying into their orthodoxy. And this is just simply them exercising their power. And as long as they continue to be the only voice, and this is what I say in this article, be the only voice, the school boards are going to listen to them. But parents and communities have a solution. They can go, and they did it in the fall, and they need to continue to do it, particularly in these cities where the union is the only voice that's screaming. They need to go in and exercise their First Amendment rights and express their discontent about the direction that their children's education are going in.
You have to. You have to speak up. You're not a domestic terrorist. You're a parent. And if they missed the memo out of Virginia, knock, knock, guess who's here? A lot of pissed off voters. That's who's here, right?
Exactly. And they have a voice, and there is a political solution to this. Of course, go in, express yourself vehemently. No, nobody's advocating doing anything ridiculous, but go in, express yourself, and then also express yourself through the ballot box.
That's correct.
Vote for candidates who are going to back your agenda and back your platform. And there are candidates out there. And so look for those, ladies and gentlemen, and exercise your right to vote.
Absolutely true. Michael O'Neill. Greatly appreciate you being here, the Assistant General Counsel at the Barbara K. Olson Legal Counsel at Landmark Legal Foundation. Thank you for being here, as always.
My pleasure, Steve. You have a great day.
You too. You have to stand up and be heard. Listen to me. Today is not the day to sit down and be quiet. Today is the day to call your member of Congress, to call your senator, to write letters and to send emails, and to say, really? You're putting together a domestic terrorism unit to go after parents who object to their kids being taught hateful Marxist ideology? You're going to make a list of people who are religious objectors to the vaccine? And what are you going to do with that list? Are they also domestic terrorists? Meanwhile, you've got people sitting in jail in Washington, D.C. that are accused of misdemeanor trespass. Misdemeanor trespass. Even Esquire Bob says, you know, everybody deserves a chance to get out. They're misdemeanor charges, by and large. You don't have 400 felons waiting for trial, 400 accused felons waiting for trial, because just about all of the cases that have gone through for the January 6th events have been misdemeanors. Almost exclusively, a few exceptions, but the vast majority of these people have no business sitting in jail. We'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk.
My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.